We're talking with Dr. Sarah Place from Elanco, Chief Sustainability Officer with Elanco. And let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the latest report out, climate change being put in the spotlight once again by the IPCC. A very dire outlook on the big picture of, you know, oceans rising, yes, not inches, but feet, meters, over the next few years, very relatively few years, if something's not done. And they did bring in the argument that cattle are a problem.
Yeah, so I think what's important to know is this new IPCC report, right? This is a periodic update. This is the sixth assessment report, and the working group report that came out earlier this week, it's 4,000 pages, right? So sometimes the media headlines, they're really trying to summarize an incredibly dense document. No doubt it outlines those different pathways, as you just mentioned, Ron, of, you know, what potentially could be impacts of climate change. There's a whole wide range of uncertainty, though, because it kind of depends upon what we do, right? And as you mentioned on the cattle piece, though, I think there's some nuggets in there that are really actually positive from the standpoint of this conversation around climate. Because there's a, you know, to get into the weeds of it a bit, there was a whole section on how we account for methane. And that's important for the cattle industry because that's the main gas that comes from beef cattle production. It's even just the cattle that naturally comes from cattle and they belch it out. It's about 56% of our footprint, right? So that's a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. And this conversation about methane in that document, the reason why it's important and relevant for us is they acknowledged, hey, this is a short-lived, what we call climate pollutant. And why is that important? Because it doesn't have to go to zero to stop all these impacts of climate change, right? To stop additional warming, right? What we have to do is we have to stop the increase of methane globally, and we have to bend that curve and reduce methane emissions, right? So why is that relevant for cattle production? It's relevant because that clarifies what our goal should be, right? We should frame our goals around temperature change, right? What we're talking about in the media and what all these effects of the climate, and say, hey, what can we do as an industry to demonstrate what we think we can achieve, which is not adding more warming as an industry, you being able to go out there as a consumer and say, you know, I want to eat beef because it's nutritious, it's delicious, but also, you know, I got this guarantee that this industry is taking this head on and they're doing what they need to do, right? But I think the main takeaway is that, you know, to have zero impact on the climate, cattle don't need to stop emitting methane, right? We just need to manage it slightly differently and, you know, maybe have some new technologies and feed additives, but that makes it a heck of a lot more of a manageable, realistic issue to address.
Dr. Mintlerner and others have talked about this idea that we can actually probably further reduce methane with the same number of cattle, some technology out there, maybe feed adjustments, a lot of different ideas I know are being tossed around right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what's kind of exciting, quite frankly, is going forward, we have a lot of opportunities from the science side, whether it is through, you know, different ways of feeding cattle, feed ingredients, right, new technologies from that standpoint, quite frankly, genetics, which I think is an intriguing area of, is there heritable components of methane emissions that we can select for? Quite frankly, probably animals that are more efficient also emit less methane. So there's some win-wins there. But it also opens up other opportunities of how can we use that from a standpoint of creating more value within the industry as well. And ultimately, that's where I hope this conversation goes, not just become an added cost to commodity producers, right? But rather, how do we say, you know, this is an issue that the society is talking about, they're interested in, we're going to address it head on, hopefully increase the total number of dollars that are coming into this industry because we're demonstrating progress on this big topic that everybody's talking about, right? It's not just beef, it's across the board. Everybody's talking about climate.
Right. I guess what there was a few articles in the recent past about some seaweed that's got a lot of potential too.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of those ideas that are out there, right? So seaweed is one thing that people are looking at. It's a specific type of seaweed, and that's part of the challenge because you can't grow it everywhere, for example. But some of those different compounds can actually dramatically reduce methane emissions. So I think that's what's good is from a scientific perspective, we have ways to tackle this, right? It's just going to be, how do you deliver it in a cheap, consistent, effective manner to producers, right? And I think the other flip side is how do we potentially monetize this for our producers, again, create value from this standpoint? That's what I think is incredibly important, is that we use this as a way to create value for the industry.
So this particular report, maybe not as bad as at first glance, as far as the cattle industry is concerned, just show that there's some opportunities for beef producers.
Yeah, exactly. I think, again, it's a dense report, right? It's 4,000 pages. Sometimes people are going to pull what they're going to pull from a headline perspective. But I think if you read into the science of it, that was actually something from my personal perspective I was hoping they would include in that report, this discussion of methane, and they did, right? So I think that's really, really a positive from that standpoint.
Dr. Sarah Place, former faculty member at Oklahoma State University in the Animal Science Department, then on to NCBA as their Chief Sustainability Officer, and now with Elanco as their Chief Sustainability Officer. On the Oklahoma Farm Report from Nashville at the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Ron Hayes.